I had to paint on my lips today because they had no color to them. I don't know. Is it a thing that, I don't know, maybe I should look this up or maybe I should just guess. But I feel like when I get full of rage, why are the lights pulsing? No one else can see this, can they? No. I don't even know if this is going to make the cut. When I get angry and like full of rage, like the kind of rage where you can't think about anything else, like, oh, it just flashed again. Hang on now. David, pause. David's like, I am not keeping this in. We're trying to get people to listen. Okay. 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 And I think, why every time that I try to, they're doing it again. Every time I try to sit down to like do something, technology just like is preventing me lately from doing what I need to do. And it's very frustrating. Although let's be honest, I can't just blame, there we go. I can't just blame technology for my inability to get my together. It's not technology's fault. It's supposed to make it easier. It's my own brain that's just like stampeding me everywhere I go. And let's just say that sometimes you're filled with so much rage and stress, and this is something that happens to me. My lips go white. Like, I had to paint on my lips today because the way that I was feeling this morning, I looked like I had not a drop of blood in my entire body. Where did it go? No one really knows. All right, so I don't know how this is going to go with that little tidbit of knowledge that I had to paint on lips to cover up my rage today. Let's just go. I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the totally wholesome, not dirty podcast where sex work meets self work and we laugh through the chaos one inappropriate joke at a time. Made my therapist cry. There are a few things in life that I enjoy more than filling up an online shopping cart. There's something about this careful curation that I take, the time that I invest into these websites of interest. Like, I don't know what I'm going to find there. And by the time that I have fully filled up my cart, I'm like, look at this array of things that all complement each other so well and my lifestyle and define me as a person. All of these things that I have spent all this time selecting. And look how good they look, like all in a row. You know, it's even a good price because I made sure that I went in and found all the best deals, right? And I feel like I've really done something for myself. And then I don't buy it. The amount of tabs that I have had open on my phone of just like unpurchased full shopping carts is crazy. And there's something that like hurts my soul when you'll go back into a tab just to kind of look at this cart that you've created. And it's like, oh, well, something is no longer available in the size that you requested. And I'm like, darn. And today was the day that I was finally going to take this cart all the way to checkout and get myself something. So I guess I just can't do it now because this one thing that I put in this cart 6 months ago isn't available anymore. So I guess I'll just come back and look at it periodically and wonder what my life would have been like if I had actually just, you know, completed the purchase in the first place. But I know deep down that I don't need those things and those things don't define me. They're like my living Pinterest boards. And I just go through. It's so dumb. I don't know why I do this. And then I think about it and I feel like an even bigger piece of shit because I'm like, the amount of time that I have wasted on consumerism, not even being an active consumer, what am I making these shopping carts for? Who am I filling them up for? Am I trying to fill the void that I feel inside of myself by all of these materialistic things, even though I know that deep down in the pit of my soul, if such a thing still exists inside of me, at the bottom of my tiny shriveled little heart, that I can't actually fill this void, not with things, not with material possessions, sessions, not even, I don't know, with ideas or creativity, because maybe at the end of the day, I am just a little, you know, assembly of bones. Perhaps I'm just a fossil in, you know, a weird skin suit that's been stretched over me time and time again to a point that I don't even recognize it anymore. I don't really know what it's supposed to look like. And there's just this hollow, aching emptiness inside of me. And I know that it shouldn't exist there. So I try to fill it with other things, avoiding the things that I know will actually fill it, because I don't trust in my own ability to see those things to fruition, to fill myself as a person with growth. And instead, I stagnate myself by sitting in all of these shopping carts. Why are they there? I need to close them off my phone. I did something good for myself the other day. I closed 5 shopping carts. 5. Now, here's when you know that it's actually become a problem, is if you have multiple shopping cart tabs open from the same shop, right? Because you're like, oh, like 6 months ago, a year ago, maybe I built this shopping cart. And then like I looked up too many other things. Like, it's this endless cycle that I'm like, that's just a level of sickness that I need to detach myself from. And I think in some ways, my brain has gotten kind of weird since I quit like nicotine vaping and all of that. Well, all vaping in general, except for, I don't wanna sometimes. So maybe if I put one of these in, I'll be able to focus today. This is not sponsored, by the way. I don't condone any of this kind of behavior. Oh, damn it. I forgot that I painted on my lips today because of the rage. And now I probably put lipstick all over my teeth. This is why, y'all, this is why I don't wear lipstick. Oh, I look really dumb. This sounds stupid with it in my mouth, doesn't it? Is there a way that you can have this in your mouth and just talk normal? Or does my mouth always look kind of weird? I feel like whenever I have a Zin in, I look like a chipmunk who hasn't like fully prepared for winter, because there's not one on the other side. But you can't like double Zin pouch it. I don't think you can do that. Or is this Lucy? It doesn't matter. They're not sponsored. It doesn't matter. I don't remember where I was going with that. I've been derailed so many times. I feel like this year has been a lot of derailing. And it's kind of funny because I've been doing more guests and stuff like that lately. So for those of you who aren't watching and only listening on audio, unfortunately for you, there's not going to be a guest today. So it's just going to be my brain, unfiltered, raw, just it's a lot. There's a lot going on in here. And there's not even all of it that I can share. You know what I'm so tired of? You can't say that. Well, why would you bring it up? Like, who am I trying to preserve or protect? Because honestly, it's driving me crazy. Listen, I know that I'm insane. I get that. I understand. But I have it in check because I recognize it, right? And so I know that my brain is like all fantastical and whimsy and, you know, goth and dark and all that kind of stuff. There's just so much going on in there that it's like, whoa. And then people peer too deep and they get afraid. And I understand that. Like, I would be too if I didn't have this brain, perhaps. Maybe I wouldn't. Maybe I'd be curious. Some people are curious. Some people are afraid. Or some people, I feel like I just burn people out. There's something about me. There is something about me that burns people out. I haven't totally figured out what it is yet, but it's a little bit of everything. Because I think there's just a lot. Like, I feel like I am an intense person. I was thinking about this the other day because, all right, so social anxiety, blah, blah, blah. I was thinking about it and I was like, I don't know if I have like social anxiety about being out. Like, when I was younger, I remember I wanted attention all the time. I'm like, you know, look at this thing that I created, or look at this thing that I'm doing. Here's this dance. Like, blah, blah, look at me. Blah, blah. Like, I needed so much attention, which is super annoying, which I totally recognize. But like, I always wanted to perform and like, just like, I don't know. I don't know if it's necessarily entertaining people or like me entertaining myself and being like, do you like this too? Like, it's so weird to think about. But I didn't used to be so, I'm not trying to say like afraid, but like nervous around other people. And then the more I was thinking about it, it's like, I don't think that I am nervous around other people. I think that I've just had a lot of instances in my life where when I just am authentically myself. And this isn't like, oh, I'm just like being me, so I'm a cunt. Like, it's not like, oh, I mean, I'm just like a lot. Like, I say everything. I say what I think. I don't really have a filter. Like, honesty for me is the best policy. So it's not like I try to like say things that are like mean or whatever. But if someone asks me for my opinion, I'm just going to tell them. And it's not meant to be like whatever. Anyone who's listened to this podcast long enough knows, like, I just like to have a discussion. I like to just like say what it is. And if you don't agree with me, say that. Like, if there's a problem, tell me that. Like, I don't necessarily always pick up on the social cues, maybe because I'm like just in my own little cloud of like, ah, look at me. I'm just like doing a dance over here. So like, I would rather people that like just tell me, right? Because my awareness is like not great. So, but I've had these instances so many times over the years where the more that I'm myself, I feel like at first, maybe I don't know what it is. Like, do I just, is it that people like when I come on strong? And so it like hooks them and then they're like, oh, it just like doesn't turn off. And so they get like burned out of it. I don't really know what it is, but I just have an expiration date with people and you never really know when that's going to be. And to me, here's the thing. It's like, I feel like I do pick up on a lot of cues and I'll start to notice things with like a friendship so long before it happens that when this friendship like finally dissolves, this has happened for like as long as I can remember. It's like, I already knew, but you don't want it to, and you don't really know why. So you try to kind of like figure it out without like just, I mean, you should just ask outright, but it's one of those things. Do you know, it's like a sixth sense. It's like an animal instinct where it's not that anything is wrong, but everything feels wrong. I don't know if that is something, I'm sure that other people have that instance too, but it's where you can't put your finger on it, but it looks like it starts to feel like you're looking at your relationship with this person, whether it's like a friendship, a business relationship, a romantic relationship. You feel like you start to like watch it happen. Like, you're not, does that make sense? Like, it's unfolding in front of you. This is so weird because I wish I had someone here to like talk to so they could be like, yes, I actually have felt that way as well. Oh, that's so very, very interesting. But I'm sitting here in a room by myself. It's crazy. It's crazy that I am on a podcast talking just to myself and David isn't even here. And I talk to him like he is, which is crazy. What if David's not even real? David, I know that you're real, but like I spiral. So it's, I just don't really know how else to explain it other than it starts to feel like you're watching this relationship and you're not a part of it anymore. And it's not that anyone has done anything or said anything that's like, you know, this blatantly terrible thing, but you start to feel this like shift. And it's like you're looking at it through this one lens. And then out of nowhere, you're like, eh. So you can still like see everything, but it's from a different perspective. And once that shift happens, it's like, I know that it's just like a countdown of when it's just done. Like, it just like fizzles out. It's like a 2 liter back in the day, like losing its steam, you know, or its little fizziness. And eventually it's just flat. And like, you still don't really know what happened. And like, I feel like during those times, I try to be more like normal, I guess, or like I try a bit harder to be like, let's like do this. And I try to, you know, I try to avoid what I know is inevitable. And maybe you can say like self-fulfilling prophecy or whatever, or maybe I do cause it to happen because I notice the shift. I don't really know what it is. I wish I had, you know, another perspective to like talk about with stuff like this, but people, you have to be silent about things, right? And here's the thing. I just don't want to be anymore because it's not like, oh, I'm being a bigger person. It's that I'm fielding questions about things all the time. So here it is. For everyone who is trying to reach out to me on OnlyFans, who is, you know, DMing me on the podcast Instagram and my personal Instagram, like in the little DM request, I see you asking on the Q&A, how long has it been since I had a co-host? Just think about that. Now, when you take into account that amount of time, when I ask you, do you think said co-host will be returning? If you follow me on social media where you're messaging me, have you seen certain things tagged? No. Because I'm doing everything like myself now. It's not happening. It's done. There's nothing to be like, there's no drama. There's none of that. I don't want any of that. But I'm tired of just like not being able to address it because of like, oh, I need to preserve this because like y'all are going to keep asking. So this is the one time that I'm just going to say it. Laura is no longer part of the podcast, and that's fine. And Laura is doing her own thing, and that's great. Don't like reach out to Laura and harass her about it. Don't reach out to me and harass me about it. Honestly, it's none of anyone's business. And here's the fun thing. Nothing happened. Sometimes things just lose their fizz. And that's something that I've been dealing with this year. This year has been a super huge shift for me. And this episode is releasing like right before my 34th. That sounded weird in my head for some reason. Probably because it is. My 34th birthday, a couple days before. And coming to this point, I'm just like, it's been a really strange year, and it's a story that I've had to tell again and again, and I make it sound like there's a big story, but there's not. Like, we just don't talk anymore. I don't really know why, I don't really know how, and it doesn't really matter, because I've come to a place that when I think about it, I'm like, ah, oh, it sucks, you know, but I don't want anyone to be like, oh, there's this and that and the other thing that happened, because look on the wall, still all over the wall. So many good memories. And like, that's the thing that I look onto. It's like different chapters in your life, right? And coming back to like chapters in your life, I feel like I've had a lot of chapter changes like this year alone. This has been like, this has been those like 45 page chapters that we're talking about with like the small print and everything, y'all. It's been crazy. So it's a wonder that I'm still here talking to a camera alone. Like, I don't even know what's going on. I've been so stressed out lately that like nobody needs to know this, but I don't give a my period is 5 days late, which is sick. And you want to know how I know I'm not pregnant? Because I've barely had sex all because my partner travels for work. Like, it's just a thing. And this is not me being like, oh, life is so terrible, but things have been stressful a lot. And I really just don't need the extra stress of like, I think it's weirder to, okay, a few months, not addressing it, right? Whatever. I think it's weirder at this point, this far into the year of no longer having a co-host, to not address it. Now, for those who are new to the podcast, I didn't actually start this podcast with a co-host. I brought Laura on like, I can't remember, like, I think like a year into the show, 6 months to a year or something like that, as like a more like permanent co-host and stuff like that, right? So this is honestly how it started, and it's come back to that. And I know that like, I know that people miss having Laura on and for me not just like rambling into a microphone by myself. But to be fair, I have like booked other guests and stuff like that. And that's part of the reason that I did cut back to every other week releases, because it's just becoming a lot for me to maintain. But something positive that did come out of that like whole situation this year is like, what people don't know is I don't like go out. Like, my other friend Kay moved away. So I know this is like, I'm not like trying to share business, but like when people just keep asking things all the time, I'm like, how many points, can I just say, like, it's none of anyone's business what's going on in other people's lives. But also, like, y'all need to understand where my brain has been recently, because it's like, I don't, Kay is gone. Laura is doing her own thing and stuff like that now. So I've been in this creation space all year of working on the books and also trying to, like, make sure that I am, like, seeing people, like, forcing myself to go try to meet new people. But I also have this, I've kind of, like, reached this point that I just don't, I know it sounds, like, so old and whatever, and maybe I'll feel differently about this later, but I just feel like, I know that this probably sounds stupid to some people, but, like, the book series is one of the only things that I give a about right now. And I've been so stressed out with other things that I feel like I've kind of let that affect my writing and stuff like that, which sucks. And I just feel like I needed to say this because there's been a lot just like weighing on me. And it's stressful to even say it out loud. It's crazy. Like, and this is just coming from a point of me not wanting to have drama, but like, how do you not address something like this for that long? Because everyone knows it was like a staple of not only the show, but like my like content and social activity. And it's just like things are different and I'm kind of like working through that. And I started to kind of feel like bad about the writing too, because sometimes I will, like, when I have guests, it's great. But when I do solo episodes, sometimes I'm like, damn, like, it's so frustrating to have this series that's like so all consuming. I feel like a historian to the point that I have started breaking everything down. I have like 10 gigabytes of Word documents in a folder, like regarding the series, with like not only the first book that I finished this year, but now I'm over halfway through the second one and kind of in this little point that I felt like, all right, I've had too many ideas, I've had too much progression, like, with the story, that if I keep writing without planning background and future stuff, then I'm going to start running into problems. So I've been like literally creating a world, and it's so much more than I initially thought. And it's kind of funny because I was seeing this like meme basically and it was about writing, and it was something to the effect of like how you should be able to just like tell your characters, this is what you're doing, right? Because you wrote them, like, you made those characters. But the characters are like for those who are not watching the video, I'm just like giving a very like incredulous look to the camera, because like, It's funny because as something of a control freak myself, the idea of like being able to create these stories is really cool, because you get to kind of just like, you know, it's like in D&D when you're the dungeon master, right? You get to craft this whole world, you get to build all this lore brick by brick, you know, and it's yours, it's what came out of your brain. And sure, I mean, you look at anybody's creative work and there's some sort of inspiration from somewhere, I'm sure. But like, to the point that I have broken it down, that like, I'm cross-referencing like other series or in other aspects of my genre to make sure that I'm not doing something that's like just, oh, that's been done so many times, or it's been done this way. Like, I'm even checking with like the names that I'm choosing for not only places, but people and family lines, to make sure that like it's something that's authentic and maybe not something that I had heard before. And then like, just was like, oh, here's this name I thought of, you know what I mean? Because your brain does that, just like catalogs things and it just tucks things away into little crevices. And you can't just like Microsoft Excel spreadsheet that, because that's not how brains work. Like, if I could show you right now the little corner where I do most of my writing, the wall is papered in sticky notes. It looks like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia guy. So I think I've said that before in other episodes too. It's just like the only reference point that I can think of, because it looks like I am mapping out just like a crime or something. And it is a crime. How much time I have invested into the series? What would be a crime is to not actually like finish it. But I'm in this weird point that I'm like, I can't really tell people what I'm what I'm thinking about all the time. I can't discuss the details of what has been consuming my time, my headspace. Like, I'm a historian building a world that doesn't exist yet, but the back building and backbone of all of this is the structure that's going to just take years to complete. And I've only like just started dipping my toes in, and it's like, it's crazy and it's really exciting, but it's actually kind of scary because I look at how much time I put into this, and now I've reached this point that I'm like, well, if this isn't the best, what have I wasted all of this time for? And it's, I know deep down that it will come out, and I know that y'all are probably tired of hearing about it, but I don't give a shit because it's my show and I can talk about whatever I want. And one of the things is, I feel like I am like way less interesting at the moment, or it, I guess like it seems to be, I would suppose on the surface, because it's like, well, what do you, people, when people are asking me like what my plans are, I'm like, are you so for real right now? Like, it's working out and writing book and working. That's it. It's like working, work out, write book. Like, not in that order and all over the place at the same time. Like, it's so hard even sometimes too with like things that are normally just like easy, like just conversation sometimes. And I'm sure that sometimes even things like feel disingenuous when I say them or I type them, because I'm just kind of like, my brain is like partially here kind of just like keeping me running, and the rest of it has been like transplanted into this computer, into the cloud. I've put it in there, and it's just taking almost all of my willpower not to just do that constantly and like wither away into nothingness, because I feel like this story is eating me from the inside out. It's so like stressful to have other things to do when that is at the forefront. And then I feel, when that's at the forefront of my mind, I feel stupid. Like, I feel like I don't even know what's going on in the world. I don't care. Like, I probably should care. I can't be bothered, because I'm sorry, the world out there sucked. So I started making my own, and now I'm in there all the time. And it's a world that I can't talk to other people about, because if I tell other people about it, part of me is like, oh my God, it's just like such a good idea. And it's such a good storyline that if I gave access to this to anyone, to just anyone, they would steal it. And then they would plagiarize me. And then they would take everything that I've been working on and crafting. And then another part of me is like, well, this is actually just stupid anyway. And maybe I should just tell everybody, but nobody would want to hear about it anyway. And so it's this constant cycle of like, no matter which way you look at it, whether I think it's the best thing ever or like a hot steaming pile of dog shit, it doesn't matter, because no one can know about it. So it's just like, y'all, I'm losing my mind. Also, since it's right after Halloween, what is it with people? I've been seeing lately that people like don't like candy corn, and I don't really understand why that is, because this was full. For those of you who are watching, you can go to youtube.com/@TWND podcast to watch video episodes. This was full of candy corn. I have almost by myself eaten this entire cube of candy corn. Now, I don't really understand why people don't like candy corn. What is it about candy corn that you don't like? Because to me, I would make myself sick. I have basically made myself ill. Ah! I touched the Lucy. It was wet. God! God damn it. Ew. I'm disgusted. Oh, I'm touching it again. Ew. Sorry. Candy corn. Now, candy corn is amazing. It's kind of like marzipan-y texture. It's like sweet Play-Doh. It's like sweet, almost hardened Play-Doh. Mmm. It's soft on the inside. Like, ooh. It's kind of like foam. It's kind of like foam that dissolves, sugary foam. Not even quite like foam, because it's more denser than foam. So I guess it is like Play-Doh. It's like sugary Play-Doh that dissolves. It's delicious. And I remember when they, what was it, Box or farts back. Which one had the pumpkins? Do y'all know what I'm talking about? They had candy corn pumpkins and they were delicious. They were like even bigger than the candy corn. These big circular, like just cubes of sugar that were bright orange. And then they had like the tiny little stem that was green on top. And I would always eat that off first. And then you can't eat the colors together because that's insane. I also, when I was younger, liked to eat the candy corn also layer by layer, piece by piece. But I didn't do that right now because I thought that it might gross y'all out. Actually, apparently a lot of the ways that I used to consume food and still do to this day are weird. And I think that perhaps a fun episode sometime might be just showing y'all the weird ways that I eat food. Maybe I could do that for Patreon. People are like, no, please don't. Please don't actually do that. So this is where my brain has been lately. It's been insane. It's been more of the same. I feel like there's this huge change that's come over me and my brain hasn't caught up with what that means exactly yet. I'm still working on it. I was feeling really weird this year. I don't really know anything that happened. I processed it. I'm here, barely, just kind of holding on by a thread, truly. But I don't really want to talk about it anymore because nobody wants to hear about it anyway. So I thought, since I do have all of those tabs, we could maybe go through that. But first, I do believe that there is an email from Naman. Oh God. Sorry. There's like, I don't know how this email already got spam in it. Y'all, who is giving the podcast email to these companies for spam? What is going on? There shouldn't be this many. Oh my God. Okay. Well, we're getting there. I'm sorting through because I know I saw something from Naman. Naman. What's going on? What is even going on right now? There we go. Okay. Oh, wow. This is a long one. Okay. I got you. All right. Hi, Molly. How's it going? I hope you're well. Well, I'm fine. I've really been enjoyed spooky season on your spicy page. Oh, thank you. I would like to talk about technology and how sometimes people may forget new stuff that's out there. Like most people, I'm sure, when we get used to doing something one way, we do it until we're forced to adapt. I still use an old phone, a Samsung Galaxy S10, and I damaged the charging port inside my phone, causing it not to charge when I plug it in. Unfortunate. No matter what cable I tried, I figured out if I use a specific cable and press it in real hard, it would charge, but it would stop if I let it go or set it down. That's so annoying. What I started doing was pushing my phone up against a wall and then using something heavy to keep it wedged in place. But that didn't always work because it would come loose and stop charging, and then I would have to reposition it to get it to work. Super annoying. And it would also take hours to fully charge. I did that for a good couple months until recently I got frustrated and was a little too aggressive, and I broke the cable. Oh, that sounds like something I would do. I bent the silver tip that goes into the phone and it wouldn't charge at all. I was like, what the f*** am I gonna do now? I thought maybe it's time to upgrade, but I wasn't sure about spending money, especially when the rest of the phone works fine. Also, as exciting as a new phone can be, I don't really like the time it sometimes takes to learn it and getting to the point where I can do everything on it easy and fast. So I went on Amazon to look at getting a new cable, and then I saw the... Oh God, this is a me thing. And then I saw the wireless chargers and I facepalmed. I I let it completely slip my mind that wireless charging is a thing. I have one that I barely ever used for whatever reason. Over all the years, I just got used to plugging my phone in that I never thought just a little bit deeper that there's alternative methods. Naman, I'm f***ing dead. Oh, if I had just remembered that much, much sooner, I would have saved myself months of frustration and headaches. Real first world problems. Now everything is right with my phone again, and I'll continue to use it until it completely bricks and I'm back to f***. Thank you for reading my stupid story and sharing it with everyone, because I'm a f***ing dumbass. I'll see you in the dirtbags on the next Zoom. Okay, so I'm going to be completely real with you right now. I also forgot that wireless charging is a thing. In my mind, I'm like, oh, this is for the pop socket. That's why it's MagSafe. Duh, it's for the pop socket, so you can hold this abnormally large phone in your hand more easily. When people don't have hands as big as mine, I wonder truly, I'm like, how do you manage with like the really big phone with your small hands? Like even my partner like has never used a pop socket. And we have like similar size hands. Mine are a tiny bit bigger. And I put a pop socket on his phone the other day and he was like, oh, I don't need this. And then he's like, oh, it's great because like you can prop it up on its side and you can use like the stopwatch when I'm doing my planches and stuff. And so I can, he doesn't actually talk like that, but you know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, see, it's actually a good thing and it's easier to hold. It's crazy. Like you, it's wild. Anyway, I don't remember where I was going with that. Oh, I forgot that it can do wireless charging because I thought that was for the pop socket. So that is good practice to know, but I love the frustration of like, you know what? I'm not going to take this in somewhere to see if someone can fix the problem of why my phone isn't charging unless someone is like pounding into it. I'm not going to do that. What I'm actually going to do is position it against the wall or actually just like hold it. I'm just like I'm taking its temperature up the ass and just hold it in there. Or I'm going to like wedge it into the wall. There's like so many other things even before. But that's the kind of like, oh, that is just so relatable. Yeah. Oh, speaking of things that have nothing to do with that, because that's just what you say when you try to change the subject. I don't really know where I was going with that. But I got these nails that are a little bit sharp. And it was funny because my nail guy was like, hey, they're a little rounder than the photo. Do you want them to be pointier? And I was like, oh, no, I probably shouldn't. And he's like, you can handle, you want them pointier. I was like, okay. So I get home and I pull on a pair of leggings. Brand new leggings, by the way, because I just had to buy a lot of new pants because my butt got big and most of my pants didn't fit anymore. So as I was pulling those up over my big fat ass, I punctured holes in my brand new leggings from my slightly sharper nails. I've also now stabbed myself in the eye no less than 3 times. I scratch my legs when I'm thinking, and apparently you can bruise a lot more when your nails are sharper. When you do that, when you start to stress itch. So I don't know if I can be trusted having sharper nails, but something about them makes me feel like, ah, and I like it. So maybe I'll just have to learn to live with them. I mean, everything is all just about like adjusting, right? Because I used to just have little nubs because I used to just rip into like the bed of my nail and just, I had tiny little nubs, less than nubs on my little square stubby fingers. And I would just rip them down to bloody stubs. So when I started getting acrylics, I was like, oh, I can't do anything. I can't type or anything. And now I can do all of that. So it's just a matter of adjusting, right? Because that's what we have to do. Because life doesn't just pause and wait for you to catch up. You have to continue adapting. Even if you're sad about things, even if you're stressed about things, even if life is just feels like it's beating you down and nobody gives a whether you live or die, and they don't care about your happiness and they don't care about your dreams. Here's the thing. No one's ever gonna care about your dreams. You're the only one who can care about your dreams because they're yours. They came from your brain. Nobody else can share your dream. They can be like, cool, it's good that you have a dream and, you know, go see that to fruition, but they're not going to do it for you. They're not going to bring your dream to reality. And most of the time, just like when you can't remember most of the dreams that you have in the night, they're not going to remember your dreams either. The big dreams for the future, like maybe you share those with some people, but most of those dreams, the ones that you don't really talk about, don't talk to people about your dreams because they don't care. Honestly, I shouldn't even talk to people about my dreams. But maybe this is just me being like, listen, if there is something, here's the thing. Come closer. Come. Come now. Come closer. Let me share a secret with you. If you want to do something, don't tell anybody until you've started doing it. Then feel free, go. But if you have something that you really want to do, if you have something that you're like, damn, if only I could just go do that, and you want to do it, whether it's you want to take up painting, you want to learn a different language. Maybe you're like, I've always wanted to learn a different language, but maybe I should actually make the time to do it now. Whatever you want to learn, whatever you want to try to accomplish, start doing it before you talk to other people about it. Because here's the f-ing thing, other people aren't going to f-ing champion for you. And honestly, even if they do, sometimes you have oppositional defiance and f-ing. You're like, well, if it's so easy that they think I can do it, then I guess I just like won't do it because I know that I could have done it if I wanted to do it anyway. And then you don't do it. Or they like make you doubt yourself, or maybe it's like their input. And this isn't even like people like trying to like stomp on your dreams necessarily, but the influence of other people is going to be what stops you from doing what it is that you actually want to do. Because the more influence you have from people around you, whether it's positive or negative, it's like when, so the other day, like on stream, I can't remember if I talked about this on an episode yet or not. So if I have, I'm sorry, but I was doing a live stream on my fantasy page and someone asked me, what was it exactly? It was like, no, this was on Zoom chat. Okay. This was on Zoom chat. One of our newer dirtbags, basically asking kind of like if I enjoy like the positive comments and stuff like that, or like how comments and people's perception of like me being a like public figure or whatever the f- you want to call me, however you want to define me, I don't honestly give a shit. I am just a half naked clown. I don't know what to tell you. So whatever you want to define me as, like how do those comments affect you? And to me personally, I'm not going to be able to give verbatim. And if you are on Patreon, you might have attended the Zoom chat, so you'll remember it. And, or you won't, because it wasn't memorable. But it was to me, because it got me thinking, where it's like, positive comments are cool, like, whatever. And I know that that sounds like, so, oh, well, I just deserve positive comments. But I don't. Here's the thing, is like, to me, positive and negative comments are kind of the same. Now, it's good to have, like, positive feedback, but if, all right, I try to avoid comments in general and just being on social media because I don't think it's personally healthy. I don't think it's healthy for me as a creator, a performer, a person, anything. I just don't think it's good for me. And so I try to post the content, create the content, and I go away. And now here's the thing. If I spend too long diving into comments of any sort, it doesn't matter, because when you start to dive into your notifications on social media, especially if you are someone who is a more public figure, your brain, man, your brain just starts to hunt and it starts to sniff out the dissenter, the one who isn't championing you, the one who is questioning you, the one who is like being a dick for no reason, the one who is picking apart your appearance, the one who maybe says something that hits too close to home, so that you can denounce them publicly from your throne of Instagram and TikTok, and from the very tippy tops of all of these social medias where you have garnered a following and all of your following can watch while you berate the peasant who dared oppose you. That's Do you know what I mean? Like what a asshole am I? And then you look no better than the person who's being a dumbass leaving some head comment. You look no better than them. You look just as stupid. So that's not a good position to be in. And it's one I've been in before because something about me, daddy likes to fight. There's just something about debating and being right and having the last word that just sings to my soul. But I know that it's not healthy. I know it honestly isn't great optics either. So I try to avoid that. Now, if you can somehow coach your brain into like ignoring the negative comments, right? And being like, this is just what it is and it's fine. And I'm just not even going to see those. And I'm only going to focus on the positive comments. Well, then you're just sitting in a echo chamber of everybody telling you how great you are all the time, inflating your ego out of control so that you don't even like relate to the people who got you to the position that you're in the first place. Like, without those people who are like building you up all the time, you would have no fan base, you would have no following. Like, you owe a lot to them, but then you're like, oh, well, there's just nothing wrong that I can do. And, you know, I don't even have to, you know, fight any battles because they all fight it for me because I'm basically a god to them. Like, that's not a good position to be in either. So I try to avoid it like as much as I can because I just don't think that is healthy. Like, there's a thing too where my stuff does not go off on TikTok very much, but when it does, I just don't look at the comments. Like, I don't open TikTok. Like, or if I open TikTok, it's like to post something. So I won't even go to my notifications page. I'll just go right to my profile or right to the create button because TikTok, when something does go off, there is something about the comment section that just gets people riled up and it is crazy. And I could spend hours just like diving into that. Just like I build up all of those shopping carts that I never end up making purchases from until they expire. There's something that's very, very sad, isn't it, about when you've taken all that time to build up a shopping cart and then you go back to the tab later and it's gone. It says your shopping cart is empty. Your shopping cart expired? What do you mean it expired? I know that those outfits are still there. How does a cart expire? How am I going to go buy this whole mess of outfits that I don't need? How am I going to go buy all of these different sculpting leggings that I spent 2 hours curating for the perfect shape, the perfect size, and going into their size chart and getting out my measuring tape and measuring myself to make sure that I'm purchasing the right size? How am I going to buy those someday, 6 months, 2 years from now, if the cart expires? Get your shit together, companies. Come on. No one cares about me and no one cares about my dreams. And that's something that y'all should remember because it's like with the book, right? Like, I just want someone to talk to about it. I need to talk to about it. They're not going to care as much as I am. They're just not going to. And of course, like, I want people to see it. I'm very, very excited for when I do finally start to get publishing and it's going to be very, very cool. But I was listening to Morbid Podcast and this is shout out to Morbid. I know I've mentioned Morbid many, 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 many times. Love Morbid. I'm trying to look up the name of this author that they had on top. Same book. Patricia Cornwell. Was that who her name is? Patricia. Wait. Yes, Patricia Cornwell. Okay. So, and I really like I never really heard of Patricia Cornwell before, but they had her on and she's an author and she was talking about like how it is to be an author. And I can actually say that I'm a f-ing author now because I may not be published, but I wrote a whole book and a half already. So I don't want to tell you, as far as I'm concerned, I'm an author because I did the damn thing. Now, it's interesting because it is an art that's unlike others. And I think that all artists have a different kind of version of this. And I've even had it with different mediums that I've worked with. Like when I do like a charcoal drawing, it's like the only thing that takes up my headspace. And I like pour myself into that. And I don't really like do other things. Like I might have stuff on in the background, but I'm really just invested in it, right? But then it's over and it's a piece that I finish and there it is. With writing, I feel like it is taking every idea that I have ever had that I've like put into notes or that still is inside of me that gets unlocked by some new like avenue that I've gone down, and it's just like coming out. So it's endless. There isn't an end to it. Even with something like this series, like I know that eventually there will be an end to that. But I hate when things end. I absolutely hate the end of things. So I've even started with the structure that I've built for this book, where if I want to, hopefully, if this works out how I'm thinking that it's going to, that I could either end it, see how I feel, or there are other stories that I can take from what I've written to go and branch off into other avenues. Because I feel like I've always been a storyteller. It's one of the things that I really wanted to do, like, for most of my life. And there's something that Patricia Cornwell was saying where it's like, I've been guilty of this because I'm very much like, I like to use like words that like taste good when you say them. You know, I don't know if that makes sense, but to me, like, different words have different like flavors. Like, there's just something about like reading a certain word and it just like, ah, it feels so good, right? And I always also kind of worry about, is it written well? Like, is the structure how it should be? Like, I don't have like a bunch of formal education on that or whatever. But what Patricia Cornwell was saying was interesting to me, because it was kind of like, if you are a good writer, it doesn't matter basically how well you write. It matters how much you make people feel, if that makes sense. It depends on what the story is that you're telling, how it immerses people, like, and everybody has a different style of doing that. And that's one of the things that I've always liked about like reading as well, is that every different writer has a different style, and it's like a little bit of something for everyone. And there is just, it's so interesting, because with writing, you're seeing actually like how people's brains work, which is like so vastly different from the way that they describe certain things, from the dialogue choices that they end up using, or even the way that dialogue is like written. And it's so fascinating to me, because I know that we've said things before about like when you close your eyes and like picture an apple, like I can't see an apple, it's just like a black expanse of nothingness. But when I write, it's the only way that I really feel like I'm fully expressing myself. And not even just expressing myself, but it's the only way that I can describe to people how I'm feeling, how like I see the world, like the way that my brain processes things. Like when I talk, like even especially with podcasts, it's sometimes hard because I just feel like there's so much more that I could just write than say, and sometimes my brain moves too fast for either of them. But when I am able to be at peace and like sit down and write, I feel like things just like flow out of me. And that's a state that I've been trying to get back into. And I know it's like you can't control when like creativity or when flow state hits. You have no control over it, which really, really sucks. Because sometimes I feel like it's not writer's block. Like, I don't think that I have writer's block because I'm writing other things. I think like sometimes as a creative, as like an artistic person, you feel like you're like completely empty. Like you're never going to have another creative idea in your life, that you're never going to create something that's meaningful, that, you know, everything that you've spent all this time working on or all the things that you've ever felt, like you can't access it and you can't tap into it. And I think that it's not that it isn't there. I think that the feeling of kind of like emptiness more comes from that there's too much, like there's too much of it. It's too dense. You can't choke it down. You can't like piece it out. You can't even like cut into it because everything that you're trying is too dull, and you're waiting for it to kind of like fill up to the point that it breaks open. It's like a dam has burst, and that's when flow state comes. It's like your body is and your brain are trying to like process it, everything that you're thinking, to the point that everything just kind of dams up and gets like stuck right there in the gets stuck in like a little bottleneck, and it's just a matter of time, like how much pressure is it going to take this time to push that out and actually like flow again. So that's what I'm trying to figure out right now. And I think like all this world building has been really cool. And this is once again me talking about writing a book series that you can't have any information about. So I'm sure that you're tired of hearing about it. But I don't really care because I am going to go eat some candy corn and forget everything that I've just talked about for 53 minutes. Well, not quite 53, but wow. I don't know if I feel better or worse or unchanged, but this has been the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. I'm going to be 34 in 2 or 3 days and I'll see you next time. Please be liking, following, subscribing, sharing with a friend. And, yeah. All right. Peace. I get paid to take my clothes off, but here I bear it all for free. Welcome to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, where sex work meets self-work, and we laugh through the chaos one. Brush it off, let it go. Hey!